It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Just after 10 o'clock on a Thursday morning, you know what that means on Live and Local Now. That means War Now. Wayne Allen Root, he wowed him at the Nevada Republican Men's Club earlier this week, and the joint, I guess, was packed, and he joins us now on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
So how did it go on Tuesday?
How did he go on Tuesday?
What
was
on Tuesday? Your speech.
Oh, at the Republican Men's Club.
Yes.
Kevin, that was 2 days ago. I've already forgotten Tuesday. Are you kidding me? I don't remember what happened on Tuesday. No, it went great. It went great. I didn't know what you're referring to. I have something going on every day of my life, so Tuesday seems like it was 1,000 years ago. But the Republican Men's Club, a wonderful group of people, and the place was filled to the rafters as usual. I always sell out their events. And I did something that I don't really like to do, and I wasn't that comfortable doing. I usually give a very positive, upbeat speech, and I get people psyched through the ceiling. And this time, I gave them a slap in the face, and I told them, you know, all the problems with the Republican Party in Nevada, which are large, and all the mistakes made by the Republican Party and Republican candidates in the last election, which were many. And I told them that we're never going to win back the state ever, ever, ever without certain things happening. And I think the audience, I thought, might be depressed at hearing all this, but actually, you know, as usual, I managed to put it in a way that gets people excited and gets their energy up. But they all know it's a big, gigantic negative thing in front of us, and there's no way to overcome it without major, major structural changes to the party leadership, the candidates, and the way we think about elections. Nevada is losing badly, and I continue to believe, and I would, you know, put my firstborn child on it, I'd put every penny I've got in the world on it, that Nevada's been stolen by Democrats with illegal aliens voting. And that's all because it's the simplest thing in the world. This isn't like you can go, oh, that Wayne Root, he's a liar. Oh, he's making it up. No, it's pretty simple. You gave every illegal the chance to get a driver's license, and they can show that driver's license and vote. There's nothing stopping them. Zero, because no voter ID of any kind is required. So you don't even need a driver's license. But once you show the driver's license, that's it. And so every single illegal is voting in this state, and they're outvoting us, and it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. You walk around Summerlin, Henderson, you can't find a liberal Democrat. Everybody's a Republican, but yet we lose the state. Why do you lose the state? Because you're being outvoted by illegals. No different than the California model. If you walk through Thousand Oaks and Agoura and Simi Valley and vast stretches of California, including most of the suburbs of San Diego, including all the people in Fresno, including the entire Northern California, including Riverside. It's nothing but Republicans. Every person you meet is a middle-class Republican or a small business owner, upper-middle-class Republican. But yet California is 100% Democrat. Why? Because illegals have been let in. And this is how, if you read the letters to the newspaper, Kevin, every liberal that writes in about Wayne Root says the same thing. Oh, he just lost sour grapes. People don't think like him in Nevada anymore. No, actually, the scam that Democrats pull is the funniest scam ever. You open the borders, you get rid of all the laws, you ignore the Constitution, you commit massive voter fraud, you register illegals by the millions across the country, and once they're in, they outvote the normal people born in America. Then after the fact, when you lose, meaning you, meaning Republicans lose, Democrats go, see, we told you, people don't think like you anymore. No, you had to import people to outvote us. You had to import foreigners, illegal criminal foreigners, into our country, into our state, into our city. You made our city into a sanctuary city. You made our state basically into a sanctuary state. You did it in California. You did it in New Mexico. You did it in Illinois. You did it in New York. You did it in New Jersey. And most importantly, you did it in California. But now Nevada got the Harry Reid model from California. And so you brought in lots and lots of foreigners, criminals, to outvote me. And then you say, see, no one thinks like you anymore. What a brilliant scam.
I want to ask you about your column today in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And folks, if you have not read this and the previous two columns relative to this, it's kind of a postmortem on what went wrong in the midterms in 2018. But one of the things you did, which I thought was so fascinating, was your conversation with Bill Cunningham and how you essentially compared what happened in Ohio with what happened in Nevada. Can you talk a little bit about the differences in results, just results, and why that is?
Yeah, the difference was the Ohio Republican Party won virtually everything. And by the way, I was very careful to put virtually everything, because they did lose one U.S. Senate seat, but that's because the same guy, Sherrod Brown, has been in office for, I think, 18 or 20 years, and he's a man of the middle class, or at least that's how that's the theme he uses to paint himself as, the man of the working class and the middle class. And so he's been in office for like 20 years, and they've never been able to beat him. Other than that, they won every single office in the state. And I really should have said not virtually every office. They won every office in the state because, you know, U.S. Senate doesn't even count when you're talking about the state. What counts is governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, controller. You know, there are five constitutional offices, secretary of state, and Republicans won all five. So Republican win, Republican win, Republican win, Republican win. Republican win, clean sweep, then they won the House, and then they won the Senate. Republicans won everything you could possibly win in the state except for a U.S. Senate seat. And, of course, they've got the other U.S. Senate seat. But on the other hand, in Nevada, we lost everything you could lose. We lost all four out of five constitutional offices, plus we lost now both Senate seats and the state legislature, both Senate and Assembly. And how could it be such a stark difference, especially when you consider Nevada is this kind of sparsely populated Wild West frontier state, and Ohio is a big urban state. We have 3 million residents in our state. They have 11 million. It's a big urban inner city state filled with, you know, urban centers like Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus, Akron, Toledo. We don't have cities like that. We have one city, Las Vegas. Reno's much smaller. Reno's more on the mode of an Akron or a Toledo than it is a Cleveland or a Cincinnati. So we have one giant city, Las Vegas. They have giant Columbus, giant Cleveland, giant Cincinnati, and then we have one Reno, and they have Toledo and Akron. So, I mean, they're an urban state, and I believe their black population is like 13%. Ours is like 4%. So it's dramatically different, and you'd think we, as Republicans, would be better off in a state like Nevada that's sparsely populated, very rural, and not just a bunch of big cities like Ohio, yet they beat our brains in, you know, in that role. As Republicans, they win and we lose. What was the big difference? Well, there were many. I've written several columns about it. I could write 10 more. I think I'm kind of done. I could write 10 more easily with what Republicans did wrong. I'll start with Brian Sandoval, and I'll end with Dean Heller. They're not Republicans. They're rhinos. They're Republicans in name only. And they destroyed the brand by being liberals. But this column in particular was about the savior of conservatives, conservative talk radio. It's all we have left in this state. And to be honest with you, there are really no local hosts left anymore. It's really just Wayne Root and Kevin Wall.
Yeah.
There's really nothing left of conservative talk radio except you and I. We are the cavalry. We are the resistance. And anybody who doesn't get that is a fool, because Democrats control everything. The media, Hollywood, the education system, Silicon Valley, the government, all levers of the government, the D.C. swamp. They control every government bureaucrat, almost every government employee. There's nothing left anymore except conservative talk radio. It's all that's left if you want to reach conservatives. And yet, in Ohio, the candidates got it. Bill Cunningham and I talked for an hour, and Bill said, listen, every one of those guys that won, they all were guests on my show multiple times, and they all bought giant ad campaigns on my show. They spent a ton of money making sure that every minute you were listening to his show for 3 months in front of the election, it was their name, their name, their name, branding, branding, branding. You're going to vote Republican for this guy. You're going to come out, and by interviewing him, you'll get excited that you like him. In Nevada, it was the exact opposite. Let's do a little question and answer, Wayne Root and Kevin Wall. I know on my show, none of the Republicans in the state gave a damn about advertising, and none of them gave a damn about appearing for the most part. How about you, Kevin?
Same way. We never, ever in the general election had Dean Heller on. We had Adam Laxalt on once, which was at the day before the election, something like that. And most of the constitutional officers, we had Wes Duncan on. We've had some others. But by and large, they viewed us like the plague, like they were afraid they were going to say the wrong thing or be asked a tough question, and they avoided us.
The impression we're giving is none of this had to do with anybody was afraid of Kevin Wall or Wayne Root.
No.
They're afraid of their own shadow. Okay, they verify to us. Okay, I'll give you quotes. Oh, I'll give you a quote from Joe Heck 2 years ago. His campaign manager said, Wayne, it has nothing to do with you. We're scared if we put Joe on the air that he's going to say something, Democrats will record the whole thing, and they're going to take one word, take it out of context, or one sentence, or one paragraph, and they're going to ruin him with it, and he's going to lose because of it. So we don't do any interviews. And the same disease is afflicting every candidate now on the Republican side in Nevada, not in the country. See, I called Bill Cunningham because I wanted to see, is this disease afflicting all Republicans? No. In Ohio, they were all thrilled to be invited to go on Bill Cunningham's show. But in Nevada, we have some terrible consultants, total losers, who believe conservative talk radio, who cares? We've got their votes. We don't need them. There's no need to advertise, and there's no need to appear, because those people are voting for us anyway. Let's spend all our money on TV. And by the way, it's a valid argument. Okay, one way or the other, I'll debate you. But guess who won? Wayne Root and Kevin Wall just won. Because you all lost. Conservative talk radio might have saved you. It would have helped you, for sure. And it would have brought some of you home if you were good candidates in the first place. Don't forget, part of my problem, what I wrote in these columns, is we've had a lot of bad candidates. Some things can't be helped. Conservative talk radio can't help you if you don't know how to speak. So I'm not going to name anybody, but we had candidates who, no wonder they wouldn't come on the radio, because they're horrible speakers. How do you run for office if you can't speak? Does that make any sense to you? I mean, you know what I'm talking about, Kevin. There was a candidate at the very top of the ticket, and that's all I'm going to say, that I did one interview with, and he was so bad that it made me think, oh my God, this is the quality of people that run for office? That could have been the worst interview I've ever had in my entire life as a radio and TV host. And he was running for one of the biggest offices in the state of Nevada. What are you doing running for office if you're scared of talking? If you're scared of what you might say? If you're editing in your mind every word you say for fear it'll be used against you because you're so bad you don't know how to speak? And if you're scared of meeting people, remember my other column stressed our top candidates, Dean Heller and Adam Laxalt, were scared of Clark County. They were never here. When I say never, I don't mean they never step foot one time. But I mean, when you're running for office, you should move in here. You should live here. You should put a tent up and spend 24 hours a day meeting your own voters. But they didn't know that. Did they come in for when Trump appeared? Sure, they went up and spoke. Dean Heller and Adam Laxalt both spoke when Trump was here for 5 minutes to the crowd. Big deal. And then they came back maybe one other time for something else. To open an office somewhere in Summerlin. They were there once or twice. But were they actually living 24 hours a day in the area of the state that has, what, 70 or 80% of the population? No, they weren't. And I find that embarrassing, and I find it pathetic. And it goes up and down the ticket. How about money? That's another issue. Isn't the Republican Party painted for 100 years now as the party of money, the party of the rich?
Yeah.
We have no money. Our candidates are so broke, it's hilarious. It's pathetic. They're broke. And the ones who did have money, Adam Laxalt and Dean Heller, obviously, as U.S. Senate and governor candidates, they had tens of millions. But they were outspent 4-1 by the Democrats. Come on. Is there anyone who won't honestly say that Jackie Rosen's ads were on four times more than Dean Heller's?
Oh, yeah.
And that,
Sisolak's
ads were four times more than Adam Laxalt. Where's the money? Where are the billionaires stepping up to help the Republican Party after years of me hearing all the lies from the Democrats that Republicans have all the money, Republicans are the party of the rich, Republicans have all the billionaires, and money poisons politics? Meanwhile, I see they've learned pretty well because they've got all the money.
I want to ask you, because you mentioned the name, and I want to follow up on that, Brian Sandoval. Let me ask you the question. When was the last time you had Brian Sandoval on your show? He's a governor of a battleground state. He'd be a great guy to have on. When was the last time he made himself available to you?
Never.
Same here.
And it's not like he doesn't know me, by the way, because in the early 2000s, Harvard Law School had a debate about online gambling and legalization of, and they invited Brian Sandoval, at the time, I believe, state senator, and Wayne Allyroot, and the two of us represented the state of Nevada in the debate against people who did not want online gambling at Harvard Law School. We flew out together. We spent time together. We had dinner together. I know Brian. I think he's a nice person. I just don't agree with his politics. I think he's a moderate to liberal Democrat. Probably liberal's too strong a word. He's a very moderate, wishy-washy, stand-for-nothing Democrat with an R after his name. That's what he is. And it's not the worst thing in the world. He's not a terrible liberal, but he is the one who literally took where we controlled every constitutional office in the state at one point, with him at the head of the ticket, and he took it and he ruined it all by doing two things that were tragedies. One was fighting for and lobbying for and passing the biggest tax increase in the history of the state. That was a disaster. The Republican model stands for nothing if we're passing the biggest tax increase in the history of the state. We wanted a landslide, and you handed the people the biggest tax increase ever. That's not what they voted for. So you just completely destroyed your own base. You slaughtered it. It's never been the same. And number two, you're the one, Brian Sandoval, that allowed illegals to register at the DMV for a driver's license, which allowed them to all register to vote because of motor voter laws, and our state's never been the same, and our base has never been the same. In my opinion, Brian Sandoval destroyed the entire Republican Party and the entire Republican brand in the state of Nevada, and that was the end of our Republican Party. It's never been the same again, and I don't know if it'll ever recover now, because people who are very positive and optimistic would say, Wayne, it always comes back. No. Not if you've changed the demographics of the state. It doesn't always come back. And the state is now California-cated. And I don't mean that California people have filled it up. That happened too. But I mean we have the same mechanisms in place as California. We just passed one of those voter initiatives that say everybody now automatically registers at DMV. We're done. It's finished. Unless, on the national level, on the federal level, Donald Trump, the President of the United States, used an executive action or an executive order to pass national voter ID. If that happens, we can win back this state. Without that, you will never win back this state. This state is completely overrun by foreign criminals called illegal aliens who are probably all nice people. Quote me. They're very nice people, but they're not allowed to vote. Yeah. It's a crime to vote.
Hey.
And they're committing two crimes. Voter ID is identity theft, basically.
Hey, Wayne, we got to run. If folks want to know more about where to find you, where do they go?
They go to rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com is my website. Or they go to this station, KBET 790 AM, every afternoon, 3 to 6, drive time shows, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Or they go to Newsmax TV, which is channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, and hopefully soon Cox Cable. Call Cox and tell them you want Newsmax TV so you can watch your local favorite Wayne Allyn Root on TV every night.
Hey, Wayne, always good to visit with you. We'll be listening this afternoon at 3 o'clock. That's Wayne Allyn Root joining us, War Now. As we continue, we are way late for a break, as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit nevadapolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit nevadapolicy.org.
For many employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, coming up about an hour from now, Craig Mueller will join us. He's an attorney, and he is handling a lawsuit in District 36. That District 36 assembly seat. There's controversy about that. We'll talk about that coming up an hour from now. Coming up, though, we're going to talk a little more about health care and all kinds of other things. So stick around. We are far from done as we continue live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, I love this. I absolutely love this. We've been hearing from all of these people. Michael Avenatti and Deval Patrick and Cory Booker and Elizabeth. There is a list of about two dozen prominent Democrats who have said they're going to run for president. Or if they haven't said it, they've gone to Iowa and they've talked about it. But now what we're finding, with the midterms behind us, some of these Democrats don't have the appetite they once did for running for president. You know, we joked about the 17 candidates that Donald J. Trump faced off against. And what a huge field that was. And one by one by one by one, they fell off the radar. By the way, one quick addendum to what Wayne Allyn Root talked about in our previous segment. I blame Governor Sandoval for this massive collapse for the Republican Party in statewide and assembly and state Senate races. It was embarrassing. But I lay it at the feet of Governor Sandoval, because it was the governor that dragged people like Tax Hike Mike, Michael Roberson, and others down this primrose path to supporting the largest tax increase in the history of our state. And to follow up on something that Wayne Allyn Root talked about, we were trying to rack our brains, and I don't think if we had him on once over at CBS, that would have been about it. Governor Sandoval has never made an appearance on this show over the last 3 years on this show in our new state. And by the way, we weren't statewide back when I was at CBS. We now blow into Reno and Sparks and Carson City and Ely and Battle Mountain and Amargosa Valley and Hawthorne and Pahrump. And, of course, where 70% of the voters are, Clark County. Listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And yet the governor has never once been on this show in this format, this statewide format. It just boggles the mind. And again, it's not to me, it's not sour grapes. It's not like, you know, he's been going on all the time with Heidi Harris or Alan Stock or anybody else. I mean, it really is sad. And they are missing. Maybe it's the political consultants. I have a feeling it's the political consultants. And I don't know what we ever did to tick off the political consultants. But when somebody like Governor Sandoval won't come on statewide and explain the policies he's espousing, whether even if it's policies that aren't popular, the expansion of Medicaid. You know, he could have an hour to explain it and why it's good for our state, but he doesn't do it. But he doesn't do a lot of media. And I keep asking myself the question, what the hell does the governor of the state of Nevada actually do? I mean, he doesn't preside over the Senate or anything like that. That's what the lieutenant governor does. Anyway, I digressed and I apologize. But I wanted to get that off my chest. I just didn't have time with Wayne on the line. But he hasn't been on Wayne's show. He hasn't been on my show. And if you want to look at one of the prime reasons why we lost big time in November, look at the governor, the titular head of our party. Anyway, getting back to these presidential wannabes. Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' attorney, he has been talking himself up as a candidate. Tuesday of this week said he won't enter the race. Now, he's also had some legal problems with physical abuse of women. Says he didn't do it. That's fine. Let's see. Governor Andrew Cuomo ruled out a run late last month. Deval Patrick said Tuesday said he wouldn't enter the race. More and more Democrats are looking at this. They're looking at Trump. And you can say what you want about his approval ratings, but the fact is a lot of people may be getting cold feet about running against the President of the United States. The president goes out on the campaign trail. Can you imagine him out 4 or 5 times a week for 3 or 4 months, coast to coast? Patty Solis Doyle, a campaign manager to Hillary Clinton during her 2008 bid, said, quote, "I think each have their separate reasons for not running, but the reason most potential candidates decide not to run, whatever the office, is not seeing a path to victory." More than 24 candidates are out there. But now a lot of them are saying, I don't think we're going to run. I don't think we want to make a run. Michael Bloomberg, Kirsten Gillibrand, they are still in it to win it. I see this the same way the 2016 presidential race went. Only this time, instead of a large primary, and then, by the way, the president might get a primary. Jeff Flake will last all of about 10 minutes. And there may be others. John Kasich may decide to run against the president and primary him. But you know what the president will do? The president will do with Democrats exactly what he did with Republicans. And one by one by one by one, he will pick them off. And then it'll be down to Elizabeth Warren or Hillary or Joe Biden, the same old tired group of people running against Donald J. Trump. That's the way I see it. Again, impeachment, there are a whole bunch of things that could intercede. A war, all kinds of stuff. But at least we know Deval Patrick and Andrew Cuomo and Michael Avenatti. At least we know they're out of the race now. I just find it fascinating, though, that these Democrats were all fire and brimstone, and now all of a sudden they're cowering in the corner saying, "Nah, I don't think so. That might be too difficult." By the way, you know, we were talking about impeachment and the Robert Mueller investigation, which some believe, Kayleigh McEnany came on the show yesterday and said she thinks it'll be done by Christmas. And again, I think she's just repeating what she hears in D.C. But the fact is, there is another issue at hand that even though the president may not be impeached or he may not even be brought up on articles of impeachment, the fact is there is the issue of what happens as a result of the Robert Mueller investigation. Judge Andrew Napolitano, in fact, let's go to Cut 5, was on the Dan Abrams Show on Sirius XM, and this whole Flynn memo makes him think that Don Jr. will be indicted. Can you imagine if the son of a president, and especially somebody as clean-cut and as decent as Don Jr., he's been on this show a number of times, been in studio a bunch of times. Are you trying to tell me that this guy might be indicted? Andrew Napolitano thinks it's possible.
It's a huge deal. Not for what's in there, but for what is redacted. What is also significant is that Flynn became a cooperating witness a long time ago, and the independent counsel, the special counsel, reflects that he was present almost at the creation of our investigation and was able to guide us in certain areas. I have an idea what that other area may be. Because last week when Michael Cohen pleaded guilty and we all in the media went crazy about it, something else happened that nobody really paid much attention to. And that was a raid on the headquarters of Deutsche Bank in Germany, gathering the loan documents for the past 20 years. Who was the principal financier of the Trump Organization the past 20 years? Deutsche Bank. Now, I don't know if there's a connection. You know the means by which American federal prosecutors can contact their colleagues across the pond and get a warrant served. All this stuff is kept under wraps until we get to it. But I think I agree with you, Dan, and I would even go one step further and say the president himself should be extremely uncomfortable about this, not for his son or son-in-law as much as for himself.
Do you think that any of Trump's inner circle's now going to get indicted?
Yes. I don't know who, but I do know that Donald Jr. has told friends he expects to be indicted.
Do you expect he'd be indicted?
Yes.
And what about Jared Kushner?
I don't know about Jared Kushner. I think Jerry Corsi is going to be indicted. I don't know about Roger Stone. I mean, of course, he's been advertising his indictment all over the place.
He's been basically begging for an indictment.
Right. Of course, he's practically admitted to the crime by saying, well, I lied, but I didn't know it was a lie.
Exactly.
And why would you surrender your electronic devices to the government without making them get a warrant? It's beyond me.
Right.
Unless you thought you were going to be a journalist who'd get inside their investigation and report on it from the inside. Yeah, that's when they put a target on you.
This is going to be interesting. Judge Andrew Napolitano thinks that Don Jr. will be indicted. That's a little scary. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
local now. Yeah, I was thinking back to what we were talking about with Wayne Allen Root, and that in my view, the one of the prime reasons we lost just about everything all across the state was Governor Sandoval. Governor Sandoval was the one that ticked a lot of people off. And you can begin with the expansion of Medicaid, and you can talk about ESAs not being fully funded and essentially killing ESAs, killing the idea of choice, educational choice. You can look at so many of the things. The opportunities we had in 2015, when we had every constitutional office and control of the state Senate and the state assembly. We could have done in Nevada what Wisconsin did. They reformed PERS, their version of PERS, for an entire generation. No, they did. And we had a chance to do that, but we worked around the edges. We with the help of Republicans, by the way, and you know who you are, Tax Hike Mike and others, you too are the reasons why we lost. The good thing about it is that as Michael Roberson looks back on why he lost his race, he has only himself to blame. And this is something I'll bet you that will haunt him. Michael Roberson is probably not a bad guy. I don't know him that well. I've met him. We've talked. We've shared ideas. But I wouldn't call us buds. But I would be willing to bet that this will haunt him for a long time to come. That him shepherding the largest tax hike in the history of our state through the legislature, promising time and again, don't worry about the ESAs, we'll take care of it in the special session. All the lies that were told. And people like me believed them. That's what's so incredibly sad. Coming up in our next hour, by the way. Very excited. As you know, we are into open enrollment with Obamacare. We have the latest numbers from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, the government entity that runs Obamacare. And you know what they're telling us? There's been a precipitous drop in the signups for Obamacare for 2019. From November 21 through 24, the numbers were down 13%. 13%. If you were in a business and you saw your business dropping off 13%, you'd start calling the bankruptcy attorneys, depending on your margin. But yeah, that's what we're hearing. What does that mean for 2019? In 2019, the penalty for the individual mandate goes away. No fines, no penalties, no taxes, whatever you want to call them. We will talk about that. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to get some professional expertise from Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. Many of you have called him all across the state. And by the way, he operates across the state. And many of you have signed up for the so-called MEC plans, the minimum plans, the short-term plans, a lot of you. And now we've got this new thing called the association plans. And we'll find out what that's all about coming up in just a bit. Pat Casale is one of the smartest guys I know of when it comes to health insurance. And he's a broker. He's not a navigator. This guy is no navigator. Do you remember the navigators when they first came out? And they still have them, I think. They may call them something different. But Obamacare created this group called Navigators, and it was someplace you could call and they'd help you enroll in Obamacare. The problem is the people that they had you call knew nothing about health insurance. They knew nothing. They came from fast food, and in 3 months or 4 months when the open enrollment period is over, they go back to fast food or something else or unemployment. That's what's incredible. The brokers, health insurance brokers, that's all they do. And they're there after the sale. If your circumstances change, there's a new baby on the way or whatever, yeah. The navigators are gone. The navigators will be long gone. 3, 4, 5 months from now, you call your navigator and you'll have to call a local fast food or working in a bagel shop because they'll be out of the health insurance business. I'm serious. Think about that a minute. And they called them navigators. Navigators, that's a nice, safe name. Somebody to help you navigate through the red tape of government-run health insurance. Obamacare. I absolutely love that. No, I do. Oh, and by the way, coming up bottom of the hour, Craig Mueller will join us. He ran for attorney general unsuccessfully, but he is the attorney of record for a lawsuit being filed in District 36. Which county commissioners should be voting on Dennis Hoff's replacement? Greg Hafen, the second, was selected by Nye County and thus will be the selection who will be sworn in January for the Dennis Hoff seat. I don't exactly think it's fair. I think the new county commission in Nye County should be voting on this, but we'll see. We'll see where the lawsuit is. But Craig Mueller is a pretty smart guy. And he'll join us about 11:30. And again, there were a lot of good people. Jared Fisher, Joe Brzezinski. Jared, you know, he was on the show the other day. He's a small business guy. Escape Adventures. Yeah. And a guy that knows something about marketing and sales. Let's see, who else was in there? Joe Brzezinski, chair of the Nye County Republican Party. Pretty smart dude. But he's not going to be the guy. The problem is, there are going to be two new members in January to the Nye County Commission. Who is it that should vote on it? The old commission or the new commission? We'll see what you think coming up. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. Gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.